Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to help you navigate this crazy ride called life. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to keep it real, keep it grounded, and help you level up every single day. Now, let's talk about something we all struggle with at some point. Procrastination and that sneaky little voice of self-doubt whispering in our ear. Ever feel like there are a million things you want to do, but somehow, nothing gets done? You know that feeling when the deadline is looming, and your mind says Netflix and chill instead of tackling that project? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're going to break through those mental barriers and unleash our inner badass. Because here's the deal. Procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often fear disguised as inaction. We procrastinate because deep down, we doubt ourselves, our abilities, our ideas, even our worthiness of success. But guess what? That voice is a liar. It wants you to stay small and safe, but true growth happens outside the comfort zone. So let's equip ourselves with the tools to silence the self-doubt and conquer procrastination once and for all. First off, understand your triggers. What situations or tasks make you want to hide under the covers? Is it a specific type of project, a fear of failure, or maybe even just a feeling of overwhelm? Once you identify those sneaky culprits, you can start to develop strategies to tackle them head-on. Next, break down those big, intimidating projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are masterpieces. Celebrate every little win along the way, builds momentum, and keeps you motivated. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. You wouldn't expect to defeat the final boss without conquering all those smaller challenges first, right? Now, let's talk about that pesky self-doubt. Acknowledge it, but don't let it control you. It's okay to have doubts, everyone does. But instead of letting them paralyze you, use them as fuel. Turn those what-ifs into what if I actually succeed? Focus on your strengths, your past accomplishments, and the positive feedback you've received. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We're all in this together, and there's no shame in reaching out to a friend, mentor, or even a professional for guidance and support. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during those moments of doubt or frustration. Remember that everyone stumbles, it's how we get back up that counts. Treat yourself with the same understanding and encouragement you would offer a dear friend. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, I was working on this big project of speaking to her to share my message of resilience and hope. But the fear of rejection, the doubt that maybe I wasn't good enough, it was crippling me. I kept procrastinating, telling myself just one more episode of Netflix or I'll start tomorrow. But then, something clicked. I realized that fear is just a feeling, not a fact. I started to visualize my success, to imagine the positive impact I could have on others. I took baby steps, I practiced my speeches in front of the mirror, reached out to potential organizers, and slowly but surely, I started building momentum. And you know what? It was the most rewarding experience of my life. So, here's the takeaway. Overcoming procrastination and self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. It takes courage, consistency, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, it's worth every step. You have the power within you to achieve incredible things. Don't let fear hold you back. Take that first step today and watch yourself soar. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do this week to conquer procrastination or silence those doubts? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, subscribe to Daily Stoic Edge so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.